Chasen's Board of Visitors met inside the rotunda Tuesday, admitting they had made a big mistake when, in the course of an 11-hour meeting closed to the public, they voted to replace the popular and widely respected president of UVA. Rector Helen Dragas apologized and thanked those who had supported her during a difficult time.
My UVA email has been poetically blooming with words of love, grace, forgiveness, wisdom, and renewal. Yes, the garden of my inbox also has a lot of fertilizer in it as well.
Dragas said the community was now keenly aware of issues raised during 2 weeks of tumult on campus. And like it or not, UVA would be in the forefront of higher education as it decides the role of distance learning, financial aid, allocation of scarce resources, and other pressing concerns.
It is unfortunate that we had to have a near-death experience to get here, but the university should not waste the enormous opportunity at hand.
Dragas said she and Sullivan had met earlier in the day and agreed to work together.
We have always respected each other on a personal level and still do.
Board member Haywood Fralin, the only one to vote against replacing Sullivan 1 week ago, now proposed her reinstatement, but not before making a special pitch to university donors.
Your advice and financial support has been extraordinary. This is not the time to back away from financial support of the University of Virginia.
The board then voted unanimously to reinstate Sullivan. Outside, the news swept an enthusiastic crowd of about 1,000 students, faculty, staff, alumni, and Charlottesville residents. Sullivan expressed gratitude to the board for its willingness to change course.
As we know, Mr. Jefferson provides a perspective for every occasion. And I'm reminded of his letter to James Warren after the election of 1800, in which he says, "It is pleasant for those who have just escaped threatened shipwreck to hail one another when landed in unexpected safety."
Faculty members like Gwyneth West, a professor of drama, were ecstatic.
We're stronger than we have ever been as a faculty, as leaders, as the board, the administration. Look out! Just look out!
And Sullivan said she would try to build on the organization that put her back in office to gain more state funding for higher education in Virginia.
I hope we can harness the energy. I think that there are lots of people willing to look at our problems and help us come up with creative solutions. This is the right time to do that.
The university singers closed the afternoon with a chorus of the good old song. And standing in the middle of the group, smiling and singing, was Teresa Sullivan. I'm Sandy Houseman.
And give a yell for dear old UVA.